From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Hurricane Matthew is pounding the Bahamas and moving toward Florida, where President Barack Obama has declared a state of emergency. Florida Governor Rick Scott says Matthew will likely retain its Category 4 classification with sustained winds of 205 kilometers per hour when it hits the state late Thursday.
Regardless if there's a direct hit or not, the impacts will be devastating. Right now, we expect to see impacts all along Florida's east coast, ranging from the Upper Keys to Nassau County.
Scott ordered the evacuation of some 1.5 million people in Florida. The United Nations Special Envoy for Syria, Stéphane de Mistura, today had a dire prediction about the embattled city of Aleppo.
In maximum 2 months, 2.5 months, the city of eastern Aleppo, at this rate, may be totally destroyed.
De Mistura says there are some 275,000 civilians besieged there. The United Nations Security Council Thursday approved Antonio Guterres as the next UN Secretary General by acclamation. It adopted a resolution recommending him to the General Assembly, which will give a pro forma approval of his nomination next week. The European Union on Thursday announced the creation of a new cooperative border and coast guard agency that will patrol its external borders. The agency will have to deal with the influx of refugees coming from the Middle East and Africa. It will complement independent border police in each of the 28 nations that make up the bloc and work with those agencies to quickly identify and address any potential security threats to the EU's external border. This is VOA News. New public opinion polls in the United States show support for Libertarian candidate Gary Johnson is dwindling. As a third-party candidate, Johnson had drawn only modest support, but after a string of verbal gaffes, even he admitted that his chances of winning the White House are all but nil. The latest compilation of polls by Real Clear Politics shows Johnson with 7.1% support, far behind Democrat Hillary Clinton at 43.9%, and Republican Donald Trump at 40.7%. The United Nations is expressing concern about the deteriorating humanitarian situation for civilians trapped in the Afghan city of Kunduz. Street-to-street fighting for control of the provincial capital was reported for a fourth day Thursday. Taliban insurgents began an offensive earlier this week to take the city. A new survey shows a majority of people in China are concerned that territorial disputes with neighboring countries could lead to a military conflict. The Pew Research Center released the findings Wednesday. They came from a selection of questions asked to more than 3,000 Chinese people earlier this year. China has been locked in a long-running dispute with countries such as the Philippines and Indonesia over territorial claims in the South China Sea. The Pew survey showed 59% of people had some concern that the disputes might result in a conflict. The heads of the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank say the benefits of trade must be shared more widely, or a rising tide of protectionism will hurt the global economy. IMF Managing Director Christine Lagarde says trade brought tremendous benefits that have lifted millions of people out of poverty, but she told journalists in Washington Thursday too many people feel they've been left behind at a time of weak global economic growth. She urged action on policies that work for all. Pakistan's Army Chief General Rahil Sharif is warning India that any military aggression in Kashmir will not go unpunished.
While Pakistan wants good relations with all its neighbors, no one should make any mistakes about our collective resolve to defend our motherland.
India says it has foiled an attack by suspected rebels near an army base in Indian-controlled Kashmir. More than three-quarters of Philippines residents are satisfied with President Rodrigo Duterte's performance in his first 90 days in office. According to a poll conducted by the Social Weather Station, 76% of respondents say they are satisfied with Duterte's presidency so far, while only 11% say they are dissatisfied. 13% say they are undecided. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.